Not much is known about the bat population that lives in Alaska, and until recently, there was no pressing need to study the nocturnal mammal. But with bats being decimated across much of the country by the fungal disease white nose syndrome, state and federal researchers are working to learn as much as they can about them. APRN's Joaquin Palomino has the story.
It's about 1 in the morning, and the dim glow of the sun just peeks over the horizon at Potter Marsh, a popular birdwatching spot in South Anchorage. Veronica Padula and Keegan Crowley, both students at the University of Alaska, walk to the end of a zigzagging boardwalk and scan the horizon. The two researchers aren't trying to spot cranes or herons. They're looking for bats.
It's like a treasure hunt. It's exciting, yeah. It's fun when you find one. Last night we were really stoked when we finally found the bat.
Padula and Crowley want to determine where bats feed so they can come back later with nets to catch the critters for study. Crowley holds a small device that captures the frequency of bat calls.
When they're feeding, you'll see a bunch of little small shorter calls, a whole bunch in a row because they're trying to be really accurate to find the tiny insects.
There he goes.
There he is again. And when he's not feeding, it'll be more longer sloping calls just because he's trying to see the general landscape of where he's flying.
Bats aren't only found around Potter Marsh. 6 known species live in the 49th state. Most are in southeast Alaska, but bats can be found as far north as the Brooks Range in the Arctic Circle. Despite their wide distribution, researchers don't know much about the animal, such as if and where bats hibernate and whether the mammals spend their winters in Alaska. David Tesler, a biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
There aren't many opportunities in wildlife biology, especially down in the lower 48, where you can embark on something that's entirely unknown. And we know almost nothing about bats here, so that's exciting.
But the lack of information could make it hard to protect Alaska's bats from the fungal disease white nose syndrome. First discovered in New York in 2006, the disease covers bats in small white lesions and causes them to come out of hibernation during the winter. Since being discovered, it has killed more than 6 million bats in 25 different states and 5 Canadian provinces. Jeremy Coleman, a National White Nose Syndrome Coordinator with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, remembers one especially gory outbreak in Vermont in 2010.
There were just piles and piles of carcasses on the floor, tens of thousands of dead bats in the cave itself, and many more spilling out onto the landscape.
White nose syndrome hasn't made it to Alaska yet, but that doesn't mean the state's safe. Coleman says the disease is traveling about 200 miles per year and shows no signs of slowing down.
Everything that we've seen up until this point indicates that the fungus can spread throughout all of North America.
If white nose syndrome does find its way to the last frontier, it could wreak havoc on the state's ecosystem. One obvious impact would be an increase in the number of small insects. David Tesler.
They'll eat moths and other things, and it's been estimated that one bat can eat as many as 5,000 mosquitoes a night. So they're actually very, very useful in controlling pests like mosquitoes.
However, with such a shortage of information on Alaska's bats, it's hard to know if or when the disease will show up.
He's right here.
Yep.
Do you see him?
That's a feeding call.
Which is why Veronica Padula and Keegan Crowley are trying to find and catch bats in Potter Marsh.
It helps us to get to know better, A, where they're roosting, B, are they staying here over winter or are they migrating? A bat in the hand can tell us many, many things, which is nice.
Many other western states, which also haven't been impacted yet by white nose syndrome, are trying to figure out how the disease could harm their bat populations. Federal scientists are also researching fungicides and vaccines to try and eradicate the disease from contaminated dwellings. In Anchorage, I'm Joaquin Palomino.